To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Welcome to your Thursday show, everybody.
Good morning. Happy Thursday. Happy one more sleep.
Let's get it going. We just do this little chant on Thursday mornings. You just chant those words, one more sleep. You just chant one more sleep. We do that three times, and then we cheer because, number one, it's going to keep your body temperature warm. I feel like this is our coldest morning so far. So just do that just to stay warm and then to get ready for Friday. If more than anything, it's just to get ready for Friday. So we'll do it here in when I can find it. Oh, here we go. In three, two, wait, three, 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 two, one.
One more sleep. One more sleep. One more sleep. Woo!
Yeah, it's cold, right? I saw the ice on your windshield this morning, Jess, as I walked in. I was like, dang, it's like that cold, huh? Like,
oh, yeah.
I got the benefit of parking in a garage. So I don't have to worry about that. 27. It's 27 this morning. Like, that's... Now we're getting into, like... Is it always this cold this early? I feel like we debate this a lot, but, like, is it always this cold in December? I feel like it's not.
Couldn't tell you. Remember, I told you guys yesterday, kind of, like, blackout. Every time, because, like, literally... you know how like random pictures will pop up on your phone, mm-hmm. and like sometimes the photos are like from winter, and I'm like, where, when did that happen?
Yeah.
When did I experience that winter last year?
We get comfortable with the
because
summer,
because it's
then all
so
of a
cold that I really do kind of like black out a little bit.
Well, Charlotte, you're the native here. Like, I thought December wasn't like in the 20s. I thought 20s we reserved that for like February. Am I wrong?
Same as Jess. Couldn't tell you. I put on sweatpants and pray for the best.
And just get through
I think that's the vibe. Oh my gosh, you guys. So yesterday I got some like tea on Uber from my Uber driver yesterday. Ooh. And I want to shout out Nicole because she's actually a listener. Because I was like,
Uber tea, what does that mean?
We were talking all this trash and she's like, wait, I like feel like I recognize your voice. And I told her and she's like, oh my God, I listened to you guys. So shout out to Nicole who drives Uber.
Okay.
So I had to get tires on my car because, you know, and hello, it's cold in the snow, blah, blah, yeah. blah. And now on Uber, you can request women drivers if you're a woman. And I was like, thank God, because I remember reporting that on the top three, maybe like a few months ago.
Sure.
And now the option is available, just so you know. And so she comes to get me and we're like chatting and all that kind of stuff. And she was like, so I saw that you specifically selected like a woman driver. And she goes, so I have been trying to track like the amount that I'm getting paid and the same distance and everything. And she was saying that she's getting paid less when people select female drivers, even though it's the same distance. And I was like, wait a second, that actually pisses me off because why would you be getting any less money if you are literally doing the same distance? And she was telling me all this stuff that like how much Uber like takes from them and all that kind of stuff and like how they don't provide anything and like there's Uber Reddits and so they all like compare and contrast from different cities and everything like that. So I think that's so whack. We need to change that because I'm sorry, why would you be getting paid less as an Uber driver? And if you're a woman and then a woman requests getting a woman driver because she wants to feel safer, why would you make any less money for
it
that?
It should be more because it's like a prime feature.
And she has to drive from further away because that's the thing too. It doesn't matter.
For sure.
If she was across town and I requested her, she would drive all the way over to where I was and she doesn't get like any extra for that.
No, 100%. I just don't know how you got there from it's cold outside. We were like mid-conversation about the weather, and all of a sudden you're like, hey, really quick, guys. We need justice for these women Uber drivers, don't we?
No, like, because okay, I had this conversation yesterday, and I told Nicole I was going to talk about it, and I just had to fulfill that promise.
Yeah, Nicole, I hope Nicole feels justified.
So shout out to you, and Uber, fix yourself.
Yeah. Team right. Lyft, so yeah. They do better.
Yeah. Now.
Three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess. Number three.
Concourse A at BWI Airport was partially evacuated last night due to a police investigation. There was a lot of videos of this circulating online. Airport officials say the concourse was closed around 6 p.m. And one traveler said he was waiting to board when gate agents told passengers that they needed to move to the food court. Multiple viewers reported seeing emergency crews responding to the airport. But officials say that the investigation determined that there was no threat and regular operations resumed around 6:30 at this time. It's still unclear what the police investigation was related to.
That's scary, man. It's like already a pain in the ass to travel and to have to
deal
with that.
Did you see those videos of all the people?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Number two.
Waymo is launching its self-driving ride service in Baltimore. This is the company's first move into Maryland and one of more than 20 new cities. The company will begin manual driving in Baltimore this week as an initial step toward public launch. And then that includes self-driving with trained specialists behind the wheel before moving to fully self-driving operations. The company hasn't announced the date when it's fully launching and when it will be available to the public in Baltimore, but it is on the way.
Did you take one of these when we were in Austin?
No, did you?
Because
I've been seeing these. These have been in San Francisco for a long time.
Yeah,
so they were there last year. Garage Boy wanted to get in, and I was like, absolutely not. I won't do it.
I took a couple when we were in Austin a few months ago, and it was fine. Like, it wasn't as freaky as I thought it was going to be. And then, honestly, this story just broke this morning. Apparently, there was a Waymo in L.A. that took a right into the middle of a police standoff. And, like, obviously, it doesn't know what's going on because it can't decipher these kind of things like a driver can. So, like, that's, I think, where you're going to have issues with, right?
Yeah.
Like, it knows traffic stuff, but, like, it's not going to know if there's, like, an emergency going on in the middle of the road.
I also wonder, and again, like, are there any controllers? Is there anything in the back where you can, like, notify the vehicle, like, hey?
I remember you can stop it. You can also like call customer service from
there.
So okay. Is it great? No, I always think you should put people to work.
My cousin loves it, by the way. He lives in San Francisco and he uses them all the time. And I was like, no, thank you.
I just don't like it takes jobs away from people.
Yeah.
That's the part that sucks to me.
Yeah. Team Nicole, not shout out Uber, but shout out Nicole.
Number one.
Miley Cyrus is engaged. Miley appeared on the red carpet with her boyfriend, Max Mirando, at the LA premiere of Avatar Fire and Ash because she actually has a song on the soundtrack for the film. And that's where she debuted an engagement ring. And then she officially confirmed the news on Good Morning America. The couple has been together since 2021. They first met on a blind date. Miranda is a musician. He's a producer. And he actually helped write and produce several songs on Miley's most recent album, Something Beautiful. And he proposed during their trip to Asia. Take a listen.
I am not easy to surprise because I love to control every situation. And I had completely surrendered. And I'm telling you, I was so surprised. My life has been perfectly aligned with the release of Avatar, my personal life. Those two things kind of, I guess you could say, marrying each other and harmonizing with one another.
Miley showed off her 14 karat gold ring and the engagement comes after 4 years together. And I'm so happy for Miley.
I'm so far behind. I thought she was still with Liam Hemsworth, man. Like, I just,
that's been like over since 2019.
I was like, I'm so glad her and Liam are finally.
Whoa. Remember the whole flower song?
Like, that's literally about him, bro. Whoa.
I'm a little behind on that. Sorry, my bad.
Okay, honestly, I feel like what's been really cool about this relationship, and I think it was something that she's done differently from beforehand, is because I think that was like a traumatic experience for her and how that was in front of the public and everything like that. This is really, she's kept this close to the chest. Like, you kind of saw him.
I didn't even know.
They were together for a long time before she even started bringing him around to like red carpets or here and there. So I think that a lot of us have been following Miley for a really long time. You've seen her go through very different things in her life, and I feel like for the first time, she just seems like at peace, and I could not be more happy for her. This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning.
One of the most talked about SNL musical performances happened this week back in 1994, and it wasn't by a musical guest, but I guarantee you I could play 3 seconds of just the hook of this song, and you'll start singing it. Let's talk about it in today's Throwback Thursday. And here's the problem, is it's going to be in your head all day. So iconic, and let's get into it. So Throwback Thursday is fun, man. We just go back. It's just all nostalgia. We just play music that was number one on today, December the 4th, and then we'll go back and we'll go to that moment in pop culture history. Actually, it's such a dumb song. Now that I go back, I'm like, it was such an easier time of life. This song, I don't even know if it would like go viral on TikTok nowadays. I don't even know if it would, but God, we were all singing this. Let's start with music. Today, December the 4th, back in 2018. We'll start in 2018. Travis Scott in Sicko Mode was number one.
Oh my God.
What?
Like a light.
What did that just do to you?
Dude,
that just
Sicko
unlocked
Mode,
something.
Sicko Mode, Travis Scott, and Drake. I remember hearing this song for the first time with my friends, and it was like literally. Like, spoiler alert for Stranger Things, but this is everywhere online. Like, Will getting his powers, and he's like, charging up. I remember all of us were like, what is this? And it just became like the anthem of the entire year. Like, this song was just absolutely
like, you just
insane.
Came alive. I don't know what just happened, but something just like inside
because
of you just like
hearing
opened.
Sicko Mode for the first time was crazy.
Yeah,
it was crazy. And also, this is the time when Travis Scott was releasing his albums, he would not put the features on the actual album. So you would have to listen to find out who was a feature.
Yeah.
It was a time.
2008 today, the number one song was Usher and Alicia Keys with My Boo.
Aww.
Which, like, if your significant other...
Countdown.
Oh, yeah.
This music video is so good.
If your significant other didn't call you My Boo... In 2008, like, they didn't love you. They didn't. Like, it was just like, everyone then officially had to call you my boo, or like, they didn't care about you. Let's go a complete left turn on this. 1993, Jess was not born.
Well,
you were born.
That's the year I was born, so it depends on the month if I was out yet.
Yeah, no, you were born, right? Yeah, you were.
93 was my birth year, yeah.
So you were born. You were a few months old. Meatloaf had the number one song with the. Come on. God.
The artist is called Meatloaf.
Oh, you don't know Meatloaf?
I mean, I know this song, but like.
Yeah, Meatloaf, Jessica.
I don't think I ever knew who actually sang this song.
You were 5 months old, so yeah.
Their career is like Meatloaf. Like, that's on the album?
Yes.
I mean,
very iconic.
Off.
Very iconic group, Jess.
That's cool.
Charlotte was talking, like, we don't remember it being this, like, operatic, but it was.
Theatrical.
It's very theatrical, very dramatic.
No, like, this goes incredibly hard.
What's the commercial that uses this song?
Every commercial.
But it's, like, so good.
I'm sure it was, like, insurance or something.
It's so good. Or the NFL. Like,
oh, yeah.
So good.
Football or, I'm sure, it's insurance. All right, let's talk about, Jess, if I say it's the most iconic song from SNL, and it wasn't a musical performer, who do you think it is? Any idea?
That's kind of tough because just right now, I think it's Domingo, and I know it's not because
Domingo's good. But before with Domingo, there was only one song.
Put on your yarmulke. Here comes Hanukkah.
Adam Sandler.
So much funakah to celebrate Hanukkah.
Oh my God, y'all. This song, the friggin' Hanukkah song, this week, back in 1994. Let me give you the backstory behind this because. He wrote this song, honestly, because he says in the song, there's no Hanukkah songs growing up, right? And they didn't even really want him to perform this song because they were like, he's kind of dumb, but we'll throw it in Weekend Update.
He also was like starting out as like one of their first comedians to come out and do the guitar thing. So they were all figuring that out as well with him.
Just throw it in Weekend Update. I don't know where to put it because it's like not really good enough for a feature. He can't be a musical act. I don't know. Put it over there and we'll see how it does. I mean, the crowd goes crazy. Y'all, that song was everywhere and continues to be everywhere. They have done it now. They've brought it back so many times. It's had 3 different sequels. I mean, some of those celebrity names, by the way, he was actually ad-libbing as he was going because he just didn't like it as he was doing it live. Mm-hmm. Like, so iconic. It was hitting the Billboard charts because it was being played so many times that year. It's just, man... crazy to think that like one little SNL skit could have been so iconic back in 1994. And that is your Throwback Thursday.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000 minute.
Mix 106.5.
We should do a wrap for how much money we've given away this year with Dashin. This is called the $1,000 Minute. We're playing with caller number 10. Good morning. Who's this? Hi.
Hello. This is Amy and Bennett.
Well, hello, Amy and Bennett. Good morning,
Amy,
guys. How are we doing? Guys?
Yeah, we're here, yes.
Okay. Are we sure we're here? Are we good?
Yeah, sure.
Well, what's up?
How are you guys doing this morning?
Good, we're driving to school.
Yeah, you guys sound very serious today. Why we sound so serious?
We are just really impressed we got through.
Well, you should be. We're happy to have you guys here. We cold this morning. This is the coldest morning we've had so far. This is really chilly.
It is.
What part of town are you guys in?
We are driving into Baltimore.
Okay, well, welcome, guys. Let's get going for this $1,000 in free gas. Jessica, how do we do this?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free Dashin gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now, remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. We'll come back to them only if there's time at the end. Amy and Bennett, you ready to play?
We're ready.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dashin gas starts now.
Question number one. Who famously said knowledge is power?
Oh, Pat.
Question number two. What nut is used to make marzipan?
Almond.
Correct. Question number three. And the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me is a line from what song?
Frosty the Snowman?
Correct. Question number four. In what state is the city of Valdosta?
Pass.
Question number five. If you want to buy a game that costs $13.63 and you have $20, how much change will you receive?
$6. What's the price?
$13.63.
And 37 cents.
Correct. Question number six. How many seasons did the TV show Friends run for?
Oh, pass.
Question number seven. What's the largest bone in the human body?
Fever?
It is, and that's 60 seconds right there.
Oh,
that's 60 seconds. Hey, not bad, though,
yeah,
honestly.
4 out of 7, I think, is really good.
No, not bad at all, guys. Not bad for being so cold, too. Not bad at all. Really,
yeah, that was good.
Let's go back from the top, Jessica, and let's fill in some of these blanks, shall we?
Number one, who famously said knowledge is power, that is Sir Francis Bacon.
Mm-hmm.
Also, just some good job on the Frosty the Snowman question. I literally just found the cutest Frosty the Snowman blanket from TJ Maxx, and it's like legit old school Frosty. Just FYI, if y'all want to get one.
While you can.
It is so cute.
That was all Bennett on that question.
Yo, Bennett.
So good job, Bennett.
Way to go.
We skipped on number four. In what state is the city of Valdosta in? Is that how you say it?
Valdosta, Georgia.
Valdosta, that's Georgia.
I got
Georgia.
Family in Valdosta, man.
And number six, how many seasons did the TV show Friends run for? That's 10 seasons.
Yep, 10 seasons.
But good job, you guys.
Not bad. 4 out of 7 ain't bad at all. Thanks for especially being so chilly this morning. You did dang good. You know this goes tomorrow. It's going to be a Friday show. We're going to be having fun. You guys can call back. We'll have 7 new trivia questions, and we will see you then, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Have a good day, you guys, and start your day every day at Dashin with a hearty classic country breakfast stackadilla or the bold flavor of a Santa Fe stackadilla. Both are made with fresh cracked eggs and can be yours for an everyday low price of just $6.95 only at Dashin.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Have you guys gotten your like year-end streaming? You know, I know Spotify does Wrapped. Mm-hmm. Does Apple Music do one too?
Yeah, Apple Music does like your replay of 25.
What we're going to do in the next week is we're going to come back, and our boss is out of town right now, but I wanted to do the Mix 106.5 Wrapped for the year. So we'll tell you the top five songs that you listen to on the station. But listen, we're not dumb. We know you guys pop around just like we do. Like, you listen to streaming apps, you're kind of like all over the place like we are. So I thought we could go down our like things, either probably our most listened to songs, because I think it's very telling about us as people. Mm-hmm. And if there's anything that popped out to you as like, damn, all right, that's kind of like either embarrassing or crazy, that like, did I listen to like one album 700 million times or one song like an insane amount of times? And the same for you. If there's something that popped out about you this year that was super crazy about your streaming situation, you want to text us 410-583-1065. Like, if you listen to Taylor Swift's new album like 7 million times, we need to know that story for sure. Jess, what was your top listen to song for the year?
My song of 2025 is Mutt by Leon Thomas.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know by name, but I know the song.
Banger.
It feels like silk. Like, yeah, wherever you are, it's a vibe. And if you don't know who he is, please listen to this album. And also, he was on Victorious, so he's been around for a long time. Yes.
That's him?
Yeah, girl. Yeah, girl. And
he just blew my mind.
He has been a producer forever. He's produced a lot for Ariana Grande. This song is the most heard song on U.S. radio, and he's finally getting his flowers, and I'm so proud of this man.
That's great. Anything pop out to you about your streaming this year that was like kind of crazy, like, oh my god, I'm surprised Taylor Swift wasn't number one for you, to be honest with you?
My top artist is Ariana Grande, and with Apple Music it'll compare and contrast of your 2025 and 2024, so she was my number one artist last year and this year.
Okay.
I'm not shocked, because I've been listening to Eternal Sunshine and Eternal Sunshine Deluxe, like, it's like going to save my life.
But why not Taylor? It's weird.
I don't get me wrong, I'm a Swiftie and I love Taylor, but I feel like that's the only artist I get to talk about that I love.
Yeah,
like,
true.
I love Ariana. I love so many different kind of artists.
Yeah.
My top album of the year is Swag, Justin Bieber.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Me and Garage Boy, and it was so funny because Garage Boy and I always compare.
Is that the new one? That's the old one, right?
No, so this is Swag 1. I do love Swag 2, but Swag 1, though, is my most listened to.
Which is the older one.
Which is like the black cover.
Yeah.
And Garage Boy, that was his number one album as well. I think it'd be a lot of fun where we like compared like our number one songs and number one artists and stuff, where like Ariana was my number one, but Ariana, I think, was like his number three.
Funny.
Yeah.
That's really funny. Sure. Your most listened to song of the year on your streaming?
365 by Charlie XCX. Oh my
God. Totally. Absolutely.
So, fun story. When I started this job, I've always naturally been a night owl, so I really need pump up music on the way here. So I would listen to this song every single morning before I came in.
Yes.
So Charlotte drove me to work one day.
I knew you were going to tell this story.
And she's like, first off, she's a very aggressive driver.
Great driver.
Aggressive.
City driver. Great driver.
It's a lot. And like, she turned this on, like, y'all.
Was that the first time you heard Brett?
Yeah. Like, my nervous system was so shot the rest of the day.
The whole album is incredible.
It was volume 11.
Yeah.
And it was like, till the windows crack, I'll be bumping that. No one ever go. I was like, what is happening right now? Like, can you imagine me? Like, if you know my personality, like, I was like, wow.
I stand by this. She should have been a headliner for Coachella. She should not have. It's sorry, but she should have been headlining.
Absolutely.
Very aggressive. Y'all, mine's so embarrassing. Because the most embarrassing part about this, I didn't find this song until October, okay? And I think this song is a couple of years old at this point. So my number one most listened to song is The Rain by K. Michelle, okay?
Oh, so this is a remix of New Edition, Can You Stand the Rain?
Exactly. So it's like a, yeah, obviously for all of us older people, right? I listened to this song. I found this on my trip to Banff, which is the end of October. Okay? Number one listen to song this year for me. I've listened to this song 274 times.
Okay. You listen to that song 274 times?
Do the math. I can't since do it that October? Fast. Since the end of October. So when I get obsessed with something, y'all, I get a little OCD on things. And that was...
What were you going through?
Apparently something very sexy. I'm not sure what it was, but something very sexy over here. So, hey, I want to know what's going on with your most streamed service thing this year. I'm sure there's somebody's got a story we need to know about. This is Nicole in Catonsville. What's up, Nicole? Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What's the funny story about your rap this year?
So this year, I don't think they did this before. They started doing like your music age.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it shows what your age is, yeah.
Yeah, and so I work in a nursing home, so I sometimes use my Spotify to pull up, like, old and oldies playlists for the residents. Yeah. So my Spotify age this year is 76, but I'm 32.
It's very confused.
Wait, that's awesome.
It's like, why are you listening to swing music from the 40s? It's very confused what you're trying to do over here. Yeah.
That's well, so cute. What a cute feature, too. That's fun.
Well, mine said I was 45, and I'm 42, so at least it's close. Mm-hmm. What about you, Shar? What was yours?
23.
Wow.
I was a little baby.
Okay, you still got it.
I'm hip.
That's funny, yeah. Let's talk to, this is Kristen in Baltimore. What's up, Kristen? Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
You got a funny story about your streaming year-end review coming out?
Yeah, so I have a 10-year-old son who loves to play video games, but that means he also loves to listen to video game music. So those were my top listen-to artists for the year 2025.
Oh, man, wait, I feel bad for parents because, like, your Wrapped is never going to be, like, legit for you because if you're listening to, like, Minions and, like, video game soundtracks, yeah. Like, what else are you going to do?
It's literally all going to be that. And I guarantee you, I bet a lot of parents, like, it's, like, Frozen. Mm-hmm. It's all just, like, you know, kids' movie soundtracks, things. So, wait, what was your number one song of the year then? Do you remember what it actually was?
So it was a song from this indie game called Pizza Tower. The song titles are so weird and bizarre that I honestly couldn't tell you, but we have listened to hours and hours.
That's awesome.
There's somebody that empathizes with you right now. That's for awesome. Sure, though. That's really funny. How much allowance are you giving your kid? I've got the average now of like the going rate of what kids are expecting.
Not
nowadays.
The going rate.
Yeah, this is what kids are expecting you to give them. Is,
wow, in this economy.
And if you're not, they're going to find new parents because they're like, yeah, I'm feeling cheated over this.
Jeez, I want to be a kid when I grow up.
You should for this much money. We could probably make more money being kids than we could actually as adults. What are you giving your kids as an allowance? And we'll go
over
some averages.
So what does this count as? Is this like a weekly thing or like a monthly
thing?
You
tell us.
I don't know how allowances work.
You tell us. What they gave me actually is a month. So we'll have to kind of break it down per month. When you were a kid, what was your allowance?
Being alive.
You got nothing.
No. I did not get an allowance growing up.
Did you ask for one? Like, was it ever a point where you were like, can I get some money? And they were like, no?
I think maybe when I learned that other friends were getting an allowance, I brought it up to my parents and they laughed in my face.
Yeah. The dishes were tough, man. They're a tough crowd.
But I think for us, the chores were a family responsibility. So that's not something that I would receive money for. I think, I guess, if I wanted to say like a quote unquote allowance, it's like, if I got my chores done, then I would be allowed to go like to the movies with my friends, and my dad would obviously like pay for my movie ticket and popcorn.
So you got
so
you
I had to
cash.
Do yeah, like I had to make sure things were done in order for me to do activities. But that's like in high school. So like before that point, I wasn't getting paid to like clean my room or clean the bathroom or unload the dishwasher and stuff. And I just remember maybe certain conversations with my parents. The general consensus was this household is teamwork. Like we keep this running together. And as a family, that's our responsibility. You don't do this to get something out of it. Like we do this for each other.
No money.
Right.
Just get $0 as an allowance per month as a child.
Yeah.
Charlotte, our producer, how much money did you get as an allowance as a kid per month?
Okay. I'm struggling to remember. And my parents were too, because I asked them.
Okay.
But I do specifically remember getting an allowance when we went on vacation.
Oh, period. Okay. Mary-Kate and Ashley on vacation.
Right. So not at home, but like when you went out.
I might have at home for like a bit during middle school before I got like a first job in high school. Maybe like 20 a month.
A month? Okay,
maybe.
20 a month. I got an allowance.
We know. It's giving. Yeah, you give that. What was it?
Do you want to know what it was then, or do you want to know what the equivalent of it would be today?
I want to know both.
Okay. Let me do the equivalent, because I have it by the week.
And when did you start getting money?
In high school.
Okay.
Okay. My equivalent, I was given...
This is the 2025 price?
No, I'll give you the price back then.
Okay, so this is what, 1970?
Yes,
okay.
This was in the 40s.
Right.
My allowance as a child was $200 a month.
Oh my God.
Which would be the equivalent today of getting $360.
They gave you $200 a month as like a 14-year-old?
Uh-huh. Wait, okay, yeah. So that was my
question.
Wait,
were all three of you getting the same price, or was it different by child?
I was getting the most. But before
was
the, you
was
judge,
your older brother getting more than you?
No.
There's before, nothing you can say that's not going to make me
no,
judge
no, no,
you.
No, no, no.
There's nothing you can say to me.
Mine's justified. Listen, because I think you'll understand. No. I had to cut the grass.
Boo, so like, flipping who?
No, because I had to cut the grass.
And you didn't even do it right.
Because my dad was
your
like,
your dad complains
I gotta pay
about it to this day.
To cut the grass.
That you ruined their lawn.
So, like, I got paid more. So I think it's justified.
Actually, I'm glad we're talking about this, because this explains a lot as to why you're always still trying to take money from your mom. And I hope everyone's listening right now that if you are paying your child this much money at a young age, he's going to be 42 trying to take money from you for pillows.
I think y'all got screwed. I think most parents pay their kids more than you realize.
I don't think I got screwed.
Let's do this right now. Is there anybody listening right now that pays their kid... We'll do the same price, $50 a week. I guarantee you we can at least get one call right now.
Oh, wait, what's the average again? It's
$50
a week.
Average right here. So here's the average. I'm going to tell you what the American
average is. This is like 2025
average
right now.
2025 average is this. $52 a month is the average. Okay.
Does it say age when that starts?
Still less than yours with inflation.
But I had to cut the grass.
Bro, that's not an allowance. That's an income.
No, and that the three of you.
That's heinous.
And the three of you were getting like a close around. Like, that is crazy.
It starts around age 10, by the way. Around age 10 is when most people. I think we can get a call right now. Prove these girls wrong right now. That most parents are paying their kids around. And this is.
So we're going to do $50 a month?
Yeah, $50. Like what are you paying your kids? I'm sure there's somebody listening right now that's paying their kids $100 a week, $200 a week, because like your kids deserve it. They work hard, right? Like $50 ain't nothing. Watch this. This is Angela in Parkville. What's up, Angela? Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
You, how much is your one child's allowance every month?
$300 a month.
$300 every single month, Jessica.
How old are they?
Yeah. 16.
16.
When did that start?
At birth.
No, it didn't start at birth. It started... they start receiving allowance when they are 12.
At 12? She started receiving $300 a month at 12?
No, when he was 12, they start out at, when he started at 12, it was about $150 a month.
$150 a month? Yeah, no, that's
good. I completely agree with this. This
I
is
can't
great.
Breathe.
No, this is really good. Explain.
My kids do not get paid to do chores. Nobody in the house gets paid to do chores. Y'all not going to pay me to cook? I'm not paying you to clean your room.
Oh, yeah.
So that means if I cook, you do the dishes. Therefore, if he cooks, or if my youngest cooks, somebody else does the dishes.
But
what is the money, are you paying them for?
What I pay them for, Kramer says, my kids go to school.
That's their job.
That is their number one job.
Mm-hmm.
And they can make more money. The better their grades are.
They get a salary for going to school?
Hang on. If they
Not only that, they also, if they want to go to the movie, you can take, sure, you got the money, you can go to the movie.
Yeah.
You take your brother, I'll pay for both of you, and I'll pay for your concession.
Wait, on top of the 300?
Yes.
Oh,
what?
on top of the 300. Yeah, I totally agree with that too.
I don't know this
way. If they're really good, then I agree with that. So
they get
300 just for being alive every single month, no chores.
And they also have to make, like, I have a set amount of money I spend on their clothing.
That's on top of the 300.
If they want more, I'll pay $60 for your shoes, but one pair of shoes, that's $120.
Yeah.
You're paying me the other 60.
Right, because that's your money. So, yeah you're just asking for a return on that.
So, okay.
But that way, they're not asking me for, you know, and it doesn't always work as well. My 16-year-old saves and spends his money extremely wisely.
Yeah, because...
Sister, Because not at all.
He knows it's coming in every month. I mean, what a wise mom right here. I love this. I love everything about this. 100% I love this.
Hey,
I
think everybody's different.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic. Zero chores, just free money every single month. I think you're a great mom.
Money.
Yep.
They got to learn how to use it for the budget.
Yep, 100%. Now, hang on. If the grades drop, do they lose the money or no?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, see? So they got to keep their grades up. It's like if I start performing poorly at work, I lose my job. I love this.
That's a performance standard.
Now,
bringing home grades that are below your normal, you lose. And if you bring home a D, you're going to pay me back.
Oh.
The difference between that D and that A.
If I got good grades, my Nana would take me to Black Angus. And that's a true story. And that was literally driving me to get good grades like going to Black Angus or to Red Lobster.
I love Angela. I'm going to write that down. If I'm a parent, I'm going to do that exact same thing. Thank you, Angela. Appreciate your call today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Do you feel a little crazy doing it?
It's about to go down.
Perfect. We want to know everything.
Dish.
Oh.
It's Talk Me Out of It, please.
With Kramer and Jess.
Mix 106.5.
Anonymous, we have got you on the voice disguiser. So what is this crazy idea that you got going through your head?
So I'm thinking about proposing this weekend to my girlfriend with a Tiffany box, even though the ring inside is fake.
Why would you do that?
Okay, her parents are flying in, and I already arranged for a dinner with them after I propose.
Okay. So
my plan is to propose at the Christmas Village, because our first date was there 2 years ago this weekend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and she had always dreamed of a Tiffany engagement ring because her grandmother gave her a charm bracelet from Tiffany. So it's sentimental to her, and she's mentioned it more than once over the years.
So she's hinting at you like, yo, the ring needs to be from Tiffany's.
Yeah, the thing is, though, I found a really nice ring, and I bought it, but it's from Jared instead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because,
nothing wrong with Jared, by the way. I think my ring was from Jared, that I gave to my ex-wife. Shout out Jared, by the way.
I'd say the ring is still nice. And the reason why I went with that one is because we're saving for a house.
Mm.
And I did not want us to go into like major debt, honestly. So I bought a Tiffany box off of eBay to make the proposal moment feel special.
So you're basically lying to her. Like, you're going to start your union off of a lie?
I know it seems that way, yeah. I even told one of my friends about this, and she's saying, like, basically, when I post my girlfriend, the second she sees the ring does not match the box, that's all I'm going to remember from that proposal.
I do have a question. So wait, if she opens this box and feels like it's not from Tiffany's and confronts you about it, are you going to lie to her or are you going to tell her the truth?
No, I'm not going to tell her that it's not from Tiffany.
Yeah, why would you? And you think you'd be able to get away with this?
But that's gaslighting her, though.
Kind of.
It's legit gaslighting her.
But how would she know? Like, do you think that she would know the difference?
No, because she's not a jewelry person. And honestly, I think she's more obsessed with the fantasy of it being from Tiffany and not the actual ring itself.
Okay, so there we go. I mean, is that terrible then? I mean, he's giving her the fantasy without the price tag.
Why can't... I think this is kind of crappy. Like, why can't we just be honest with her? Because I understand your reasoning of wanting to save money for the house. I don't think you're wrong in that. But I do think it's wrong to basically gaslight your fiance.
I mean, I don't know. I think that's kind of messed up. If she wouldn't know the difference, I mean, what percentage...
We're hoping she doesn't know the difference.
What percentage sure are you that she wouldn't know? If you had to just give us a number, like what percentage sure?
I would say like 75% sure she won't know.
Come on. To save that kind of money, I mean, for his future?
I just feel like if she were to find out later that you did lie to her... It's going to be, so what else are you lying about? Or you're going
to
start our relationship out on a lie, like the most sacred,
marriage. It's not just for fun.
But you could, there's an opportunity to be honest with her about your reasoning. And I think that's fair. But instead, we're going to buy a box from eBay, a used box. You guys.
I love this idea. Well, let's talk to you.
Something old. That's not what it's supposed to be.
Not a ring box.
Not somebody else's used ring box.
All right. So Anonymous saying, hey, listen, my fiance has always had this fascination with having this proposal moment with a Tiffany ring. She always wanted a Tiffany ring, but honestly, like, she doesn't really know jewelry that well. We're trying to save for a house right now, so I want to just, I already have a ring from Jared, right? I bought a Tiffany ring box. I'm going to give her that moment that she's expecting, but it's just the ring's just not from Tiffany. Do we tell him to go for that, or should he just be honest and be like, yo, it's from Jared, you know? Obviously, Jess, you're out of it. I don't think it's that terrible. I think because of your motive, I don't think it's a terrible idea to save a few bucks. And that's, to me, like the biggest thing behind this. I think any woman that wants a financially stable future with a man would hear this and be like, yeah, like, why would you not just do that? You're still giving her the moment that she wants, but just on a budget, you know? Do we tell Anonymous to go for it? Do we talk him out of it? Who's up?
This is Chelsea in Elkridge on 4.
Chelsea, I mean, what do you think? Do you think he could fake his way through this ring? It's not really from Tiffany. You know, should he give her the fake box and say that it is?
Oh my God, yes. Like, no one's going to care. She's going to be a Christmas village. He can get like a ring from TikTok and she won't even notice it. She's going to be so in the moment.
Right.
No one's going to know. I think she's going to love it, and she's going to feel, especially because she loves him, she's not going to care about that. She's going to see a sparkling thing and that's it. It's more about the moment and the feelings.
So I agree with you that like the relationship should matter more. The relationship and the moment and the feeling should matter more. I think my only concern is him feeling like he needs to lie to her. Like, I don't understand why he can't explain to her about wanting to save more money for their house and all that kind of stuff, which I support. It's the lie for me. That's what's making me feel uncomfortable.
I feel like, I mean, honestly, it's a little white lie. Like, it's not going to do... It's so financially steep right now. Like, I think she's going to get it either way, even if she finds out. It's literally not a big deal. I mean, I feel like if anyone's calling otherwise, like, they're super shallow. Sorry, but yeah.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's just like, it's a red flag if they think otherwise, you know? It's again, it's about the feeling and like the love and everything. Oh, so, it's not about the ring.
So you're saying that like, if you're saying that like, this is, the ring should be the most, isn't the most important part. It's more about the engagement and everything else. Not
exactly.
Not what's inside the box. It's more about obviously.
It's just what it represents. Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Okay, who's up, Jess?
This is Leah on 3 in Pasadena.
Leah, good morning.
Hi.
I mean, what do you think? Okay. I mean, he's considering, you know, proposing. He's got a Tiffany ring box with a ring from Jared on the inside because she's always wanted a Tiffany proposal. He doesn't think she'll be able to know the difference, though.
So I am ambivalent about whether or not, like, you know, if he wants to use the Tiffany box for the proposal, great. Like, it's a big moment, exciting.
But you can't lie about where the ring is from. Like, if she asks or you know, just generally, I think she has to be told immediately, okay, it's not actually a Tiffany ring. I know you wanted one. I know it's important to you. But, like, this is, you know, this is what I can afford. I want the house. Like, that's very reasonable. But, like, this is a marriage. And even if she's not a jewelry person, she's going to be so proud of that Tiffany ring. She's going to tell people. Mm-hmm. And there are jewelry people who will tell her, that is not a Tiffany ring, or she'll get talked about behind her back and she'll find out.
Would somebody do that to somebody's face? Though?
That's actually a really good point. He's basically going to humiliate. He's going to make her feel like she can. What happens if she posts this online and then this girl is saying my ring is from Tiffany's, and then people are going to think she's lying. People are going to think she's the liar, and there's going to be people being like, oh, this girl. Why is this girl saying her ring is from Tiffany's when it's obviously not? And it's going to make her look a certain type of way, even though he's lying, and that makes her look dumb.
If this woman posts, look at my Tiffany's ring, this is the most shallow woman in the face
not
of the
online.
Have you ever seen someone post?
No,
like,
that's not what we're saying. We're saying when this girl, like, no, what I'm saying is when she's with her girlfriends or whoever and she's like, oh my gosh, like my ring's from Tiffany's, it's my dream. And then someone's going to be like, oh yeah, sure, girl. And then behind her back, they're going to be like, wait, why is she lying to us? Why does she feel the need to say it's from Tiffany's when it's not? Like, what? Or if she's at work and some coworker that she doesn't know,
I don't know.
And talks crap
far-fetched.
About her behind her back.
It just feels far-fetched to me.
Shallow. It's not shallow to be like proud of your ring and to be, you know, oh my God, my future husband thought, you know, he knew that I wanted a Tiffany ring and he got one. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Like, I would say that for sure. Not because I'm shallow, but because I would be bragging on how thoughtful and, you know, kind he is and how much he knows me and blah, blah, blah. Definitely bad idea.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, Leah.
What do you think? Could he get, I mean, y'all, he's saving money for their future. You guys are discounting that whole fact. Like, can he get away with it? Do we talk him out of it or does he go for it? Now, Mahesh, you actually, because we were talking about, like, maybe he could get away with it because who in the world would ever be like, hey, that ring is fake, you know? Because mm-hmm. Jess is worried that somebody may actually call her out and be like, hey,
I'm afraid like one of her friends is going to be like, girl, why is this man lying to you? Because that's not from Tiffany's.
And I'm like, nobody would ever do that. Mahesh, you've got a real world example of that actually happening.
Yeah, kind of. We were at like a family friend's place and one of the aunties there is very into jewelry and like had a whole jeweler's kit and she like busted it out and whoever wanted their jewelry checked, she was able to like, you know, to see if the diamond's real or like how clean it is or the quality and stuff.
This is so anti-core. Like, this is anti-core.
Like, yeah. Checking rings
so
to see what was real.
If his fiance isn't a jewelry pro, someone she knows might be.
How about
and
that?
And my wife and I, we've been married. We just had our 6th anniversary. This happened like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
We'd already been married for like 4 years. And her engagement ring was being checked to make sure like the diamond was real.
Were you nervous, Mahesh? Were you sweating it a little bit?
No, luckily I was not because I went through one of my
because he's like, I'm not a liar.
Right, yeah, that's it.
Wait, was anybody there? Was anybody there shocked? Was anything fake they didn't know?
No, everyone's jewelry is legit. So
dang.
Luckily, no one
wow.
Shocked,
so. That's so. I didn't. First of all, I didn't know that's an option of things that could be
that's
happening at parties.
That's something like my Apu would do for sure.
Yeah,
she would totally
like
pull that.
And they're not even like in the jewelry business. That's
no.
Like her hobby. Just,
yeah, QVC. I bet you my Apu has that from QVC in her house right now.
Yeah,
for
exactly.
funsies.
Just to call people out.
Mm-hmm.
Just to check receipts.
Yeah.
Mahesh, that's funny, man. Well, if that's an option, we definitely need to keep that in mind. Who's up, Jess?
This is Anne on 3 in Baltimore.
And, you know, she always wanted a Tiffany ring just for the proposal. It's you know, her grandma gave her this bracelet, so Tiffany means something to her. He doesn't think she's going to know the difference. He wants to save for this house. Do we tell him to go for it? I mean, what do we do here?
So I definitely don't support the lie. I think if it's something that is really important to her, that's like her lifelong dream, that it's worth actually doing the Tiffany's. And I realize she's stressed about the house. I know how it is when you're first starting out and you're worried about money. But I think if you're entering into a marriage, you have to think long term. And when you hit your 40s and your 50s, you have the house. You have everything. And you're really glad that when you could in the beginning that you made your wife's dream come true. That's how I feel about
it.
I think
so are you trying... What are you trying to say?
I think that he, if it's really that important to her, that he should buy the Tiffany's and not lie and actually do it.
Are you saying the ring is more important than the house?
No, I think that house comes eventually anyway.
I got you. Okay, so you're saying get the ring now, and if it takes you longer to get the house, it's worth it to have this moment now?
Right. If this is her lifelong dream, if it isn't that important to her, then yeah, I wouldn't lie, but I wouldn't tell her it's Tiffany's either.
Mm.
If it's not that important, if it really is not that important, then don't spend the money. But if this is her lifelong thing that she's always wanted,
which it seems like it is.
If you can give it to her, I would do it.
Okay, but if he already has the ring from Jared, should he like take it back and like sell it and go get a different one, you think?
Yeah, I feel like this is a marriage. This is the rest of your life. So, okay. No, yeah. I think if he already has bought it, I mean, I would, if it were my spouse, I would do, if I could afford it,
mm-hmm.
what they wanted, if that was their lifelong dream. Mm-hmm. I would try. Because this is your spouse. This is your lifelong person.
You're not wrong. I just don't know that you're right. Okay.
I get the sentiment. Right. I get the sentiment.
Wow. Man, you guys are really knocking with my commitment phobia this morning with this topic.
No, but what I'm saying though, more than anything, I feel like the consensus is though, like he should not lie.
Right.
Like if he can't get it, that's okay, but say that.
I mean, Anonymous, I'm stressed out for you. I mean, how do you feel after hearing all this? I mean, where's your thoughts with it?
I'm conflicted. I mean, like, I can see why this would feel like lying to her. But on the other hand, I feel like I'm justified in the way I'm coming about it. And I feel like she's still going to be happy with at least getting a ring and being proposed to. But I'm conflicted, I guess.
I know. But you got to save that money. That's the thing, man. Like,
I get where you're coming from. I would just think about it. Because the idea of finding out, like, that's a lot of...
That would suck.
That's a very elaborate plan.
Jess is not wrong.
To lie.
Okay, so I don't know if you've heard this segment before, but we typically do something called a Talk Me Out of It update on Mondays, where we just check back in with people to see how these things went. Would you be interested in coming back on Monday to let us know which box did you go with? Did you go with Tiffany's box or did you go with the Jared box? Would you be down to call us back?
Yeah.
Okay. So like, obviously we don't know your name. We don't have your phone number. We'd have to rely on you calling us back. Are you down?
Yeah, I could do that.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.